Have you ever wondered what it's like to be a real-life medium? Then this is the podcast for you. In this show, you'll learn how to open your heart to spirit, hear adventures I've experienced as an award-winning psychic medium and teacher. Plus, I'm going to give you some psychic information and insight into what the future holds for our increasingly crazy world. Tune in every Friday and get ready to connect to the other side. I'm Jen, and I'll be your guide starting right now. Welcome back, y'all, to the podcast. I'm your host, Jen Abra, and this is the Singing Medium Podcast, if you didn't already know that. Are you driving in your car right now? Oh, I hope you're having a really, really great day, you in the car. Today, I'm going to share with you my story. Not really a story. I'm going to give you psychic predictions. I know you guys love those. You guys are like always asking me, Jen, when are you going to get some more psychic predictions for the world? And I'm going to get into that. I promise. I'm going to tell you sort of how they came to be because I haven't received any in a long time. But I do have some that are going to be like, what are you talking about? That is crazy. Oh, I don't know if I can listen to Jen anymore because these are some wackadoodle predictions. But I'm telling you, they came in because I was sitting with plant medicine. So I sat with psilocybin. I sat with a macro dose. So there's about 500 milligrams I sat with last Sunday. And I surrendered. I just said, you know what? I felt called to do it. I set my intention. And I laid in my bed for a couple hours. And I just lay there and let spirit do its thing. And so I was surprised, actually, that I did get prediction. Because usually when you take, Golden Teacher. Thank you. Golden Teacher was the strand that I used, and it teaches you things. So for me, when I do this, I don't know if anyone's ever sat with psilocybin who's listening to this podcast episode, but for me, it's like it goes in rounds. So I'll be like, okay, I'll hear a voice in my head, kind of like, I guess, my guide or my higher self or the intelligence itself or the plant itself. I actually hear it's like a masculine energy, and it sort of talks to me in my head, and it's like, okay, go lie down. Okay. We're going to tell you some things and then you can get up. So then you can actually feel my body when I'm able to, like, it slows down. The information slows down or the learning slows down in my conscious. And I get up and I go to the bathroom and then like, okay, you have 5 minutes to do water and drink some water and then go back and lie down because we have more things to tell you. It's like these waves that come. It's really cool. Like a cycle, like maybe, I don't even know how long it is that this happens, but it happens for maybe about 5 hours. And then at some point the voice said to me, go for a walk. And I'm like, okay, that's a good idea. I'll walk to the lake. I'll get some more information there. And I did. I got a lot of things. But what I want to focus on is the psychic predictions that I received. And there were so many of them. Now, here's the funny thing. So I had this notebook beside me when I was journeying in my bed. And you know how you're like, I try to keep my eyes closed and I'm like, okay, I heard in my head, here's this, blah, 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 write this down. So I have my eyes closed because I'm chilling out and I'm like enjoying my psilocybin feelings and I'm like writing, but it's like writing with your eyes closed. So it's a little bit messy. And then I also notice when I flip the book over that it'd be upside down. So all my notes are flip floppy and they're in really messy writing. So I haven't even organized them for you. So I'm just going to share them with you as they are written. So it might be a little bit, what the heck is going on? Okay. So you're going to hear my page. You're going to hear my page is turning. But if you want to listen to the psychic predictions, you need to hear my page turning because I'm not going to organize them. Okay. I'll start from the beginning. So they start out with some kind of trippy thing. So I learned. So Golden Teacher teaches you about yourself. It gives you insight into who you are, which if you are on a self-development journey, you will want to learn. That's the goal the outcome is to learn. The intention is to learn about yourself. Like, who am I? Why do I do the things I do? Why do I behave that way? What are my beliefs? Why do I stop myself? Why do I self-sabotage myself when I reach a certain level? And then, so this is what I'm curious about. I'm like, this is what I need. And to be fair, not everyone will want to do this because I'm really into astrology. I don't understand a lot of it, but I have an app. My phone is not with me, so I can't tell you what it is right now, but I'll put in the show notes. My chart, my birth chart is the whole theme of whatever's in whatever house is about this. It's about self-discovery, learning about yourself, education, transforming yourself. And so not everyone listening here or comes across this episode, this podcast, will be in the same, be on the same journey as I am. Okay. So we want to make sure we understand this. Not everyone is going to be called to sitting with plant medicine. Not everyone is going to be called to learning about themselves and sitting with a golden teacher and the wisdom intelligence. It's some people are okay with just living their life normally. And that's okay too. Not for me. I do not accept that. That is unacceptable to me to remain the same. So I, not that I don't like Jen, like Jen's cool. I'm cool. You know, my avatar is very, very cool. My soul that's inside my avatar is even cooler. But this is what I like to do. I like to do this. People are like, what do you like to do for fun? I like to learn about myself. I like to sit and understand my things. What are my things? What are like the things that are stopping me and how I can, my biggest thing is removing limiting beliefs. That's my big thing. And I would say it's been about 8 years. And I keep looking, I'm like, am I making progress? Am I making progress? Am I making progress? Like, and then I go, oops, not being present, not being present. So then I get back in the present moment. And this is what this happens. So also this mushroom journey also makes you, it made me anyways, very present. You can't think about anything else. You just have to surrender and let go and allow, which is basically the same formula for learning how to be a psychic or a medium, which is interesting. It's a parallel corresponding to your life. Okay. Okay, here's the first page. It's kind of first thing that I saw when I tapped in was like, hair is alive. So I know this, right? Your hair is alive. So the indigenous community very strongly understands this and teaches this, that your hair is alive, which is why you see elders with very, very long hair. And your hair is alive. It holds memory. Your hair holds energy, right? Like Chad just cut all his hair off. Thank goodness. Like... And we see my husband, he had really long hair, and he came home one day and I was like, he came out of the car. He's like, look, I cut all my hair. I was like, oh my, I started crying because I was just so happy that he cut his hair. And to me, he seemed more himself. He seemed more like Chad. And so I'm like, my Chaddy's back, you know, like it's, his hair is gone because the hair held energy and he has a traumatic job. So his hair was probably holding energy. Anyways, he felt lighter. I'm like, do you feel different? You must feel different. You cut all your hair off, right? Before I cut all my hair was super, super long. I loved my hair so much. And I remember thinking every time I grow my hair super long and then I'm like, I feel like I need to cut it. It's because I feel like it's heavy. The hair feels heavy to me because it's holding and absorbing energy. So in my first 2 minutes of sitting with psilocybin, I saw little cute faces on the ends of the strands of hair. And they were like cartoony looking at me like, hi, you're like, well, you know, your hair is alive. That's the first thing that I was told. Your hair is alive. And it was my hair was alive. And I was like, oh, this is, I've seen this similar vision before, non-psilocybin wise. I've seen this before with grass. So grass also is alive, as you know. And I've been walking on grass and I hear the same kind of, hey, hi, how are you doing? A little grass talking to me because it's a consciousness. It's an intelligence. And I saw the same cute little faces on the blades of every single piece of grass. And I was like getting upset when I heard the neighbor cutting the grass. I'm like, did you ask the grass if you could just like cut it in half and like murder it? Like you're just cutting grass. Like, yeah, I was like, anyway, really upset about it. That was when I was not on psilocybin, but everything has memory, has a consciousness, okay? Let's see here. So I will keep a couple things to myself. I'm going over here now. The second thing I got was cloud seeding. Cloud seeding in the rainwater. So you know how people want, the government wants to ban rain barrels? Well, this is kind of sound normal, but cloud seeding. So if it's raining, the rain now is basically poisonous and toxic. So if you're collecting it and then you're like, well, I'm going to save this water for drinking. I hope you're not, but for gardening or whatever, you're just putting in the toxin, the chemicals that came from the cloud seeding that was in the sky that came through the rain into, and it's ruining the soil. So one of the reasons why Spirit said why they're spraying in with the chemtrails is they want to ruin the soil kind of thing so that they can't grow food. But now it's in the water. Now it's in the water. And Spirit told me it's killing Mother Earth. This is killing Mother Earth. Like, it's, I didn't write this down, but I did have a vision of, it was almost like I was in space, but right beside Mother Earth, and just sort of her looking at peripheral. It was beautiful. I was like, wow, Mother Earth is beautiful. Here's me turning my page. So this one's a little whack. Well, let me see here. Okay. So this psychic prediction that I got is a little bit strange. There's actually three on this one page because I was closing my eyes and writing. So I heard the second coming of Christ. I have no idea what that means or what that's going to look like. That one freaks me out a little bit. But then I heard there's going to be a tsunami, a massive tsunami. But it said Atlantean Ocean, Atlantean Ocean. And then after the tsunami, a new life will be born for all. So I don't know what that means. And I don't know where. Like, I'd have to look at a map of Atlantean Ocean. Then I got the Christians and Catholics will rise up like never before. Christians and Catholics will rise up like never before. So that's three psychic predictions in like 30 seconds I just gave you. That is a lot. There's more. Don't worry, there's more. So then, here's another one. I guess this is number four. I don't know who this is. I haven't Googled anything, but I might do it as I'm talking to you right here. Saudi Arabic oil prince fall to death. Okay. I haven't gone over these notes since last weekend. I don't know. I guess I should pre-screen them. And gas prices will go down. So that's good, because about 4 years ago, I was told by those lovely and alien beings that gas is going to go to $2 a liter, which it did. But gas prices are going to go down. But then a Saudi Arabic oil prince is going to fall to his death. So I'm going to Google this right now and see if there actually is a Saudi Arabic oil prince. Let me just check that out for you. Okay, ready for this? So I don't know if he's an oil prince, but there is a Saudi Arabian oil prince. There's a prince. Apparently there's a lot going on right now, which I did not look at. I don't look at that. His name is Mohammed bin Salman. He is the son of Saudi King Salman bin Abdulaziz. Okay. He's not that old. He's only 39 years old. This is a very big, long-winded Britannica version. So he was appointed crown prince in June 2017 and wasted no time pursuing his audacious goals. What are his audacious goals? Whoa. I don't think he's a good dude. I'm going to keep going down here. Let's see. So anyways, the prediction is that this man is going to fall to his death. So I don't know if that means he's actually going to fall to his death or just going to pass. But there's something big going down that's going to happen, I would say, before the end of 2024 to the oil prince. So you can keep that. You can take that to the bank. Okay. And then the reason that how I know that these are real psychic predictions and not like made up or coming from out of nowhere or wrong, I know how they're right, is because what I call the high intelligence, this is what I call that, I guess people call spirit or source or their higher self, I call the high intelligence. And so the way I know this information is accurate is because they will give me intelligent words. So words that I need to look up in the dictionary or read that I need to Google. So another thing that I received, the energy of what is to come is dissemination. So it has to do with medicine. So health authorities should foster good practice by disseminating information. It means to spread. But what I feel like it's like, it's a medical thing. So something is going to spread in people's bodies, spread throughout an organ, the body. It's something health related, which could have something to do with my next prediction. I've lost count, so I don't know which one this is, but a bubonic plague. I'm also going to have to Google that too, but I think it has bumps on it. Bubonic-like plague will wipe out a nation. So I know that sounds scary, but a nation, it is, I don't think it's actually like a whole country. It could, but it doesn't feel like that. Clairsentient wise, it feels more like it would be a constricted area or like a certain area. It would be like a targeted area kind of thing, not just everywhere. Oh, wow. So again, I just did some digging here on the internet. Bubonic plague. This goes back with past intelligent psychic downloads that I have received. So I'm going to read this to you. So a bubonic plague is a type of infection called by pestilence, which is what I had a psychic prediction before of pestilence. It's bacteria. It's spread by fleas and rodents. And I actually had a prediction about rats as well. I think these are little breadcrumbs to what is to come. But the humans who are bitten by these fleas can come down with the plague. Fun times. Hey, guys. This is why, like, in 2020, when I was getting all these predictions, I was bombarded with comments like, Jen, why are you spreading fear? Why? And I know that my purpose for sharing these predictions is actually to prepare people. Like, so you take this how you would like this. You can turn the podcast off. I'm not going to make you listen to this, right? So I'm the messenger. That's my job as a medium, as a psychic. That's my job, is to be the messenger for the high intelligence. That's literally what I do. Okay. So here's another one. This one I've also received a long time ago, but it felt like more of a confirmation. And so I have a date this time. So a lot of psychics are like, well, you don't tell me when the date is, but I'm starting to get dates of when these things are going to happen. The bubonic like plague feels like actually 2027. I'm going to write that down. 2027 before then, it probably be before then, but that's the target that I'm getting. Which is new for me because I don't normally get times. Now this one is, I don't know what prediction this is, what number it is, but I'm going to give you another one, and it is for January 2025-ish. So all the world lights will go out across the globe. All the world lights will go out across the globe. Okay, so here's another one. This is chock full of psychic information. So my next prediction, I saw very clearly, as if a movie in my mind's eye, which is clairvoyance, by the way, an old man with white hair will collapse at a political event with Kamala Harris. And the name I received was John. So it had like a visual of, like, you know how politicians do these big events and they do these ridiculous speeches and spew a lot of nonsense. There was an old man with white hair that will collapse at the event or soon around the event. So, and the name I got was John. And then there was a heart. I wrote the word heart at the bottom. So maybe someone that she loves. I don't know if she has someone named John, but there's something about this energy that's also going to occur. And this would be before November, I believe. November 2024. So here's another one. This is crazy. So this was more of a vision and a knowing. So there are different timelines. Okay. So we are on one timeline and above us is another timeline. It's almost like an asteroid was going to hit, but it didn't. This is another prediction, but the visual I can give you. So people say, okay, this asteroid is going to hit us, but it's in this sense, it's going to miss us. So the asteroid is not an asteroid. It's actually the rapture, the timeline of the rapture. Okay. I was shown, now it's on a different timeline. It's not going to hit us. It's not going to happen. It's going to pass us by. It's above us. It's not actually going to come and get. And okay, this was also something that I received too. I don't know how you feel about this, but it has something to do with CERN. And you know that Lionsgate portal that everyone is so crazy about and excited about? Guys, every time I see someone post, and this has passed already because now it's September 1st, 2024. But I'm telling you, everyone got so into it. It's like the mentality that we all jump on this bandwagon and we don't question this Lionsgate portal. Yeah, I'm talking to you because you probably did it. The government wants you to do this. The government's like, yay, hey guys, how about you guys open this portal? How about you participate collectively opening this portal and do things in this portal That's what they want. You're literally a slave to what the government wants. They want you to open the portals and go and do the man work in there so you can change the timelines and you can mess around with time. But they want manpower. And so you're willingly doing this work in the portals, the Lionsgate portal. They want you to do that. They want you to open it up. And I've always had a really bad feeling about portals and about the Lionsgate one in particular. I've always, always had a really bad vibe, juju about that one. And I get so frustrated because I see people not able or not willing to be conscious or be aware of what they're actually doing, because just everyone is doing it. It looks like a good idea to me. Right. That's why you don't want to follow the crowd, especially in the spiritual community. You do not want to follow the crowd. Literally, one of the points of spirituality is to find your own individuality and your own inner loves and things that you love to do on your own and be different from everybody else. But you can get caught up in that, I guess, herd mentality, the community, spiritual community herd mentality, and just do what everyone else is doing. That's a problem that I see a lot in the social media and the spiritual quote unquote community. It's not spiritual. Do you think the government doesn't know about the spiritual community? You really don't think they don't know about it? Like, when they don't, do you think they don't know we're astral traveling? You think they don't know we're trying to go in the quantum field? By the way, I'm getting signs that my quantum meditations are working for myself. I'm doing this for myself and my family. But twice now I've gone somewhere and I happened to look down at something, like a man was carrying a ladder or some piece of equipment at the mall, and I caught it at the last end and it said quantum on it. That happened twice to me this week. So pay attention to when you're seeing things like that, to know that what you're doing is working, or the energy of what your intention is actually working. Like, I saw the word quantum twice, but like someone walked by holding a piece of something that had the word quantum on it. Okay. So just, the government knows, they're like, ha ha ha, idiots, what are you doing? Like, thanks for doing the hard work for us. We don't have to do it, right? It's kind of like we're like their army. I don't do that. I use my discernment. Okay. Let me see if I have any more predictions for you. I mean, that's a lot, but that's a... Also, this is not a prediction, but here's a really cool thing that happened to me. When I was, remember I was talking about the intelligence or the voice in my head that tells me to do things when I'm tripping, when I'm journeying. I felt an overwhelming sense that I need to do this really weird breath work. Like, I couldn't even copy it for you if I wanted to, but it was like, like I just like pushed up so hard in my chest. Sorry, I annoyed you with your ears there. But it was weird because as soon as I did that, it was like I went somewhere. So I went to like this, and I knew it was a dragon realm. I know it sounds weird to you, but like there are realms of everything. There's different realms everywhere. There's a fairy realm. There's a dragon realm. There's a realm because that's where your loved ones' spirit exists, I believe. Like, we're in a realm. There's infinite number of realms that you can access through your consciousness in an elevated consciousness. You can't do it washing the dishes. You have to be like intentional about this, right? And it has to be something that you're ready for. And so I had this experience where I was climbing up this tower, and I knew it was like a castle tower. And it reminded me of the castle tower I climbed up in Italy. I don't know where it was, but I remember like walking up and I had a guide with me. I had a feeling that there was a guide with me. I couldn't see who they were. I didn't need to know, but I started climbing, and then I wasn't scared. I was like excited. And then when I got to the top of this tower, this castle tower, I was in this realm. I don't know what realm it was. I don't know what dimension this was, but I knew it was a dragon realm because the whole experience was so real. And I only had a macro dose. It's not like I had like 5 grams or anything. It was a dragon eye, this yellow dragon eye. I walked past it and it was right there. And I was like, oh my God, that is so cool. Like, that is the coolest thing I've ever, ever seen. But then it got cooler. Because then this guide turned into, I was outside all of a sudden. So I got, okay, so when I'm in the castle, I kind of traveled down the tail of a dragon. And then at the bottom of the tail, I got like out of the tail, and now I'm in a dream realm. I was told it was the dream realm. And when I was in the dream realm, this is so cool, you guys. I promise. And that guide turned into a different guide, and it wasn't male, it wasn't female, it didn't have any gender or sex, it was just neutral, which I loved so much. And I was wearing a red, ruby red, like a dark red velvet hooded cloak, and I just followed it. I'm like, I want to go like come to the bottom of Dreamland. Like, it was so cool. This guy was taking me with this robe, holding a lantern, and it didn't matter to me. I was so excited about this. And they took me to a boat and they pointed with a finger, go to this boat. And they didn't say anything. I just knew what to do. And I got in this boat. And when I got in this boat with the lantern, I was in a swampy kind of area, but it was like so cool. It was like a bayou. So I guess the only reference I have for that would be when I was in New Orleans and we went to the swamp tours with the alligators. It was kind of like that, but it was so quiet. And they were telling me they're going to give me a gift. So I opened up my hands and they put a glowing horseshoe. I don't know what that means. They put a glowing horseshoe in my hand. It was a gift from God or the universe or the dragons. I don't know. But it was like a horseshoe. And to me, it felt like golden luck. Like my luck was about to change, you know, because I've got so much Saturn in my chart. You have no idea. If you know what I mean. If you know, you know. I have so much. And I'm counting down the days because it's all the Saturn in my birth chart is supposed to leave by September 14th. Like Saturn is, I know it's not just restriction, but it really affects me. It's a restricting, very restrictive in my life. So I got a horseshoe and it was glowing. And I was so excited. The next thing I knew, I was back in my bedroom. I was like, whoa, that was very cool. But it was like that breathing I did was the thing that brought me there. It got me out of my head and into this realm. And I was, and obviously it has something to do with the plant medicine as well, right? What is this note that I, World W. Algol. Oh, I think that was a yucky demon that I didn't like. Algol. I wrote some epitaph. Also, I wrote down the word epitaph. And I do have one more prediction for you. You're going to freak out about this. Okay, let me see. Epitaph. I know it's like for someone passes. So it's a phrase or form of words written in memory of the person who has died, especially as an inscription on a tombstone. So it's kind of like, okay, well, that's not that great. So I don't know if that one's for me personally or if that is for someone who is well known. To me, it feels like a parallel world, so probably both. An epitaph, so something that is written in memory of someone on a tombstone. But when I talk about this, it has like an Arlington Cemetery kind of thing to it, like a Arlington, is that Virginia? I'm not sure. Anyways, has something to do with this. Oh my God. Hold on a second, I just found some more. Okay, so where's the MAGA one? I have a MAGA. Make America great. Oh, guys. So I'm not convinced about this one. So don't take this to heart. Okay. This one I'm not so confident about because I had visions of Kamala and then I had visions of Trump. And I'm like, which one is it? Like, let me know so I can tell everybody what's going to happen. But here's the final prediction for today. And I don't know when I'm going to get any more predictions. I really don't. I never know when they're coming. I have no idea. Really, guys, I don't know. I hope it's not just when I get sitting with plant medicine because I am a psychic. So, there should be no reason why I'm not getting them, but maybe I'm meant to be doing other things right now. But here's the last one. And this one, again, as a disclaimer, I am not 100% convinced of this one, but I'm going to give it to you anyways. I'm not convinced of this final prediction, but what I was told this, I didn't see this as a vision, I guess, more of a telling is, and you're going to really question this. And again, I am not 100% confident in this one, like the ones I have been confident before, but what I was told was MAGA will win. So MAGA, Make America Great Again. If you know, you know, that's who's going to win the election. Okay, so you guys can not come at me because I'm not convinced about that one, but that's what I wrote down. MAGA will win. And then I went down a rabbit hole of MAGA is the fifth highest degree in Satanist religion. And I'm like, okay, I don't want to go there. You guys can Google that yourself. It's actually really hard to Google that. If you want to know MAGA, Magus is, and it's like, there's a whole art. You have to go on Brave. You can't Google on Google. You have to go to Brave browser if you want to find that information. But I did. So MAGA actually is the fifth and highest degree of the Satanist religion. Do you know there's witches in there? Do you know there's witches in the... don't know if I wanted to talk about the Satanist community, but like it's an actual religion, which I didn't understand. Here, I'm going to Google live for you right now, and I'm going to see. Okay. The community's going to be like, what are you doing? Satanist church. Like, there's degrees. There's different degrees. There's like, okay, so there's websites like, wow. It says the Satanist concept of God is described as the Satanist true self, a projection of his or her own personality, not an external deity. So I want to get this information to you. 1 second. Yeah, okay, this episode took a turn, but I want to share this because if you know MAGA, again, I said it is the fifth degree of the Satanist Church of Satan hierarchy. Do you know there's witches and warlocks is the second degree? Is that why witches freak me out? Like, even though I have a past life as a witch, it's my trauma, my PTSD. These are the levels. A registered member, no degree. Active member, a Satanist, first degree. Witch and a warlock, second degree. Priestess and a priest, third degree. So I don't resonate with priestess either. Like priestess, like, you know how they do, there's people who do wheels and things on priestess. I don't resonate with that either. The fourth degree is a magistra or a magister. That has something to do with magic, no? Let me just also figure that out. And mega, magus, is the fifth degree. This is freaking me out a little bit. It gives me the heebie-jeebies. But I think it's important that we talk about it. So let's, here, as I'm talking to you, we're going to see what is up with the fourth degree of the Satanist church. That, to me, feels like magic. Oh, whoa. In Italy, I was just talking about Italy. That freaks me out. Something about Italy just popped on the screen here. So science has to do with science. Occult, witchcraft, Church of Satan. Yeah. Wondrous witches and warlocks, the magnificent magisters and magistas, profound priests and priestesses, wondrous witches and what? Guys, I gotta stop looking this up. It means master or teacher. The fourth dimension of art. Wow, this is freaking me out. I gotta get out of here. Guys, I can't talk about this anymore. It's giving me the heebie-jeebies. How about you? All right. Well, we're going to end there. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I know it's been a while, but hopefully we're back to normal routine now that it is September. It's fall time. Time for hoodies. Time for Uggs, if you like Uggs. Time for pumpkin spice. No, thank you. As always, thank you so much for listening to the Singing Medium Podcast. I hope you always come back. I hope you love my content. Please go follow me if you would like on Instagram, elevate.hersoul. On Facebook, it's The Singing Medium. I also have a Facebook group called Elevate Her Soul by Jen Abra. And unfortunately, the School of Psychic and Mediumship Study is now closed for registration for 2024. So y'all have to wait till next year, but watch for the winter classes that are coming out. Thank you guys so much for listening to the podcast, and we'll see you all on the other side. Get it?